This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 31st, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Learjet is one of those brands so strong that at times over the past 45 years, it almost became the generic term for its product category, like Kleenex or Xerox. Bombardier has owned the brand since 1990, and on Tuesday, proved it's not resting on its laurels. The company announced the launch of a clean sheet Learjet called the NXT. President and COO Pierre Beaudoin calls the NXT, quote, an aircraft that is set to redefine the mid-size jet category and set the standard against which all competitive aircraft will be measured, unquote. Beaudoin says the company is on target for a public unveiling of the next Learjet in October of 2008. The Professional Airway System Specialists, AFL-CIO, alleged recently that the FAA tries to suppress reports of safety issues discovered during inspections of airline operations. Now the union is applauding a recent Department of Transportation Inspector General report entitled Actions Taken to Address Allegations of Unsafe Maintenance Practices at Northwest Airlines. The union tells ANN the IG report validates safety issues uncovered by an FAA inspector during the August 2005 aircraft mechanic strike at Northwest. Specifically, the IG concluded that the FAA needs improved internal procedures to ensure that comprehensive, independent investigations of safety allegations and recommendations are consistently performed. In the Northwest situation, the IG stated the FAA was more concerned with discounting the inspector's complaint than investigating the safety concerns. After NASA Associate Administrator Thomas Luedtke openly admitted that a four-year aviation safety study was buried out of fear for its possible financial impact on business, the House Science and Technology Committee will hold a hearing on Wednesday on that matter. Dr. Francesca Grifo, senior scientist and director of the Scientific Integrity Program at the Union of Concerned Scientists, says the government has a responsibility to provide the public with information that has public safety consequences. Quote, Americans must have access to the results of taxpayer-funded scientific studies. Just last week, the White House came under fire for censoring the Centers for Disease Control director's written testimony on the health consequences of global warming. Considering this track record, the administration should be bending over backward to make sure critical scientific information reaches the public, unquote. For the second time this year, a judge has dismissed charges against the pilot of a Belanca Viking that crashed into Grand Lake east of Tulsa, Oklahoma last December, killing three passengers. As ANN reported, Thomas Brent Caldwell was able to escape the plane and swim for shore. FAA records indicate Caldwell has never held a private or student pilot certificate. Responders said they smelled alcohol in his breath and found four open liquor bottles in the wreckage of the plane. Caldwell's blood test 6 hours later showed no trace of alcohol in his system. Prosecutors brought three counts of first-degree manslaughter against the 30-year-old Caldwell in Delaware County Court for the deaths of his passengers. In May, those charges were dropped when District Judge Robert Haney said Caldwell had done nothing of a criminal nature. The DA refiled charges earlier this month after the NTSB ruled the pilot's improper decision to extend the landing gear for the water landing was part of the cause for the crash. But Judge Haney once again ruled there isn't enough evidence submitted by the state to bring charges, according to KOTV television. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. An automotive car seat is credited with saving a three-year-old in a plane crash. Airline tickets went down in price in the second quarter. And ADS-B debuts in China. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell talks about innovation with Cirrus Design President Alan Klapmeyer. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.